Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The story you're going to be talking about today is the breakdown of the coronavirus figures here in the Republic of Ireland, because last night we got the first full picture of the virus to date and what it shows in terms of how the nation has been affected by the coronavirus outbreak. And there's a couple of fairly interesting and yet worrying trends that have emerged from these Department of Health figures. If you missed it last night, just the headline figures first of all. These are the figures from the Department of Health, and they showed last night that another 74 people tested positive as of yesterday. So the overall toll surged to 366, and that includes two fatalities as well. And a detailed breakdown revealed things like the impact that the coronavirus outbreak is having on those caring for the sick, with health workers making up one in five of those who fell victim to the infection. A fifth of the 271 people infected, now these are figures up to Monday, picked it up without even knowing the source of the infection, confirming that it's now circulating in the community. Six patients have ended up in intensive care units, 84 were hospitalised, 4 in 10 were infected abroad, and 17% got the virus from another person who was positive. Also, when you look at the figures, some of the elements that I thought were of note, 271 cases were notified by Monday of this week. 50% of those were women and 40% were men. Two-thirds of the cases are younger than 55 years of age. So almost one in four people who've got the coronavirus in the Republic of Ireland to date, one in four, are aged between 35 and 44 years of age. Dublin has the highest number of cases, 121, followed by Cork then on 48 and Limerick on 14. The figures show an infant under one year of age caught the virus. Four children aged 5 to 14 years of age have also tested positive, and 28 people between 15 and 24 were also found to be positive cases as well. So one in four cases are aged 35 to 44. It isn't just the elderly. I suppose it is a good thing that so many people are actually going and getting tested as well. And up to Monday of this week, more women than men have tested positive for the coronavirus. The other element, though, of this story today that you're going to be hearing about is in the Dáil, because it's now going to reconvene today to rush through emergency legislation with fairly drastic powers now to fight the COVID-19 crisis. For instance, the Cabinet will meet to hear the various different updates on things like, you know, the school closures, the pubs, the forced businesses that have been that have had to shut, putting tens of thousands of people out of work in the past 7 days. And the bill that'll come before the Dáil will give the Health Minister extensive powers to lock down regions and also to restrict travel and to order people to remain in their homes. Now, it provides for the detention or isolation of people if it's necessary to stop the spread of COVID-19, and the Emergency Measures in the Public Interest Bill 2020 may be law by this coming weekend. I see in the Examiner today, actually, really interesting element to this now is the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. They're expressing concern. They want to ensure now that more is done to ensure the restrictions, these particular extensive powers I've just mentioned, that they, regarding your rights, that they remain temporary. And that's what we want to hear from you this morning. We want your view on this. Should your civil liberties be put to one side in the name of public health on a temporary basis? What's your view on this? Do you have concerns about it? You can let us know this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. The other element of this story in the front of the papers too today that you're going to be talking about is the banks, because a 3 month mortgage payment break, and just to say it's a break for homeowners affected by the crisis, these are among a kind of a range of measures that have been promised now by the state's five main banks yesterday. In a meeting between the heads of the banks and the finance minister, they vowed to defer legal proceedings and repossessions against borrowers in default and extend payment holidays to homeowners and businesses affected by the crisis. And both industry-wide concessions will last for up to 3 months. They'll be subject to ongoing reviews as the situation develops, and that's according to a statement from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Just, there's a couple of other stories though regarding the coronavirus outbreak on the inside actually of the papers as well. Just to flag a couple of them with you this morning, the Irish Examiner, the naval flagship earmarked as a testing location. This is the naval service is preparing to bring back the flagship Elly Ethna to carry out COVID-19 virus testing and Cork City. According to the Irish Examiner, the paper understands that the ship has the largest upper deck space of any of the Navy ships and would be ideal for such an operation. And it comes as the LEWB Yates docked in Galway City for potential use as a testing facility. There's more on that story, the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also inside the Irish Examiner today is the guards, because frontline guard, the supervisors now, these are the AGSI, they're calling for accelerated COVID-19 testing for all Gardaí to maximise policing resources and to protect the members during the virus outbreak. This is the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. They said that a high level of testing would ensure those who are negative go straight back onto the front line. And the body also said this would be better than having Gardaí who are displaying symptoms but who are not positive for COVID-19 self-isolating for maybe up to 7 days and not in a position to work. Commentary from the AGSI Deputy General Secretary Antoinette Cunningham, page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also in the Irish Times, look, we are been told to get out, to go for your walk, to get a little bit of fresh air every day, but the park service inside the Irish Times this morning, they're now raising concern about walkers who aren't observing the social distancing regulations. This is the National Parks and Wildlife Service raising concerns. People out walking in the parks and elsewhere and outdoors are failing to follow recommended social distancing guidelines to prevent the spread of the virus. I was out for a walk yesterday afternoon myself and I actually noticed that the number of people who were just walking on the footpath two abreast and absolutely no 2 metre distance in between them. So that's something that people do have to make an effort. And also on the front of the paper is our own Ciara Kelly, who announced yesterday on her programme that she has the COVID-19 virus. She is still working though from her home in her hot press where she's in isolation, and fair play to her. Of course, we all wish Ciara well in her recovery as well. To some of the other stories though that you're going to be talking about as well this morning that are not COVID-19 related. The Irish Examiner, hate speech blamed for a step in the rise in the number of racist incidents. This is new figures showing a steep jump in the numbers of racist incidents reported to the online ireport.ie site, with those behind the initiative blaming racist hate speech and an explosion in racial hatred on social media. The figures are published today by the Irish Network Against Racism, and there's more details in that, page 8 of the Irish Examiner. Also in the UK, the Daily Express this morning, death rates for children with obesity soaring in 20s. This is obese children 3 times more likely to die in their 20s, according to a new study in the UK. This is of more than 40,000 people, found that those grossly overweight when they're growing up are more likely to have suffer from obesity, and also putting on extra weight can lead to a host of other illnesses, things like diabetes, liver disease and also high blood pressure. Just a few of the other interesting stories this morning in the papers and online. Why making an actual phone call is good for your mental health. Texting, WhatsApp, Messenger, video chat, Instagram stories, the ways we all communicate in 2020 are endless, but there's one that we all seem to have forgotten about. That's now coming to the fore as people are self-isolating, and it's the old-fashioned telephone call. Psychologists in the UK, Natasha Tiwari, who runs the education services company the Vida Group, explained that the ease with which we instant message has led us to getting lazier about communication, and the truth is nothing will beat an old-fashioned phone call when it comes to our mental wellness and also a sense of being connected with people. Also in the Daily Express this morning, the robot that may change your life. Household chores will be performed by robots and drones by 2040, according to experts in Britain. This report shows they'll carry out 90% of household tasks, things like dusting, folding the laundry, changing the bed sheets even, and watering plants. And could save people up to 2 hours a day or more than 33 hours a year, according to the researchers at King's College in London. We want to know maybe the home tasks that you wouldn't mind the robot taking over. I know ironing is certainly high on my own list. And just finally for this morning, chess. It seems to be making a move across the globe because sports lovers have been left fairly bored over the past number of days. The Telegraph this morning, events cancelled right across the world. Sports starved fans are now turning to chess, and the 2020 candidates tournament in Russia has attracted now a flurry of unexpected interest because mainly it's one of the only international competitions that's still taking place. A peak of 1 million people in China tuned into the coverage on the first day, according to the chess organisation's governing body. We want to know, will you be tuning in, or maybe what board games are you planning to keep you going over the coming days, and how are you going to manage playing them with the 2 metre social distancing guidelines? You can let us know your views this morning on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.